Hey, how's it going? This is Marty Miller. Welcome to our Duff McKagan podcast. So everything you're about to hear is just as it happened in our studio. No cutting, no nothing. Literally, Duff hanging out with us here on Radio Nova. The Duff thing is Irish, isn't it? Is that a throwback to your roots, or what's that from?
It is, actually. I didn't throw it back. It was thrown back well before I was aware. I was one, and there was five Michaels that were born right in my neighborhood. And my grandfather came from Cork, and so he gave us all these nicknames, thinking the nicknames would separate us. In childhood, when the one mom called for Michael, we wouldn't all run. So I got Duff.
Okay.
And my mom called me Duff.
Forever.
Forever. Okay. And so that's the primary source right there. If your mom calls you Duff, your name is Duff.
It sticks with you, yeah.
And my older brothers and sisters called me Baby. Thank God that didn't stick. They called because I was the baby of eight.
You could have been Baby Duff.
I could have been Baby. That would have been awful. That wouldn't have been good for rock.
No, it's not good.
But cool. Duff, so my teachers, everybody, you know, the only time I get called Michael is like when I go to the bank.
Really?
Or, you know, something like that. Or the airline.
Okay, but your mom would still say Duff.
Oh, yeah. She wouldn't call me Michael.
No, never.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, my Irish grandfather John Harrington gave me the nickname Duff.
So what about Dublin then? You mentioned before that there's people, you do have family in Dublin. Is that the case, or is it Cork?
I have people, yeah, all over. I was made aware of it the first time I came to Ireland and played Slanecastle with GNR. 91 or whatever that was.
After Use Your Illusion thereabouts, wasn't it?
There was a lot of ish those years for me.
I bet there was.
So I came, and my aunt had come here a lot to Ireland, my mom's sister, and seen our relatives. We knew we had a bunch of relatives here. And so all of these relatives were going to have a big barbecue for me when I came here to play Slanecastle. And I showed up at this barbecue, and there was over 100 people there. Really, when you look at Ireland, it's really a small island. I mean, there's the 6 degrees of separation here. Yep. Don't go to 6 degrees. It's a lot closer.
Yep.
And so I'm kind of related to pretty much. Some guy came to a loaded gig last year when we played here at the Academy.
It was your cousin.
He came and he was doing a study of his family, like a bloodline study. And he found that his grandfather was my grandfather's brother.
Oh, wow.
And he traced. So he was just simply tracing his grandfather's brother's family and found me in there. And they're playing a gig. I'm going to go. And he brought the whole lineage thing, like the tree.
Okay.
And he goes, your second cousin here is Patty Harrington, the golfer. And
you're like, joking.
I'm not. No, not at all. And he goes, see, it's right there.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
This guy came and just blew me away with all of this. And he was really excited because he's doing this whole bloodline tracing of his family. And
So this guy is winning the jackpot. Not only has he got a rock star cousin, but his other cousin's a multimillionaire golfer.
Well, I think that's his cousin, or maybe it's...
But not your cousin.
No, it's my second cousin, however that works.
That's fascinating.
He's my second cousin, Patty Harrington is.
Yeah. Jeez, so, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Talk about an Irish connection. That's massive. And have you met Patty Harrington?
I haven't, but Patty Harrington, if you're listening... Mm-hmm. I'm playing at the Academy tonight. Come on down.
Have you got any free time? Could you hit a few balls around with him tomorrow?
I could, unless he wants to get on the bus with us and go to Wrexham. I believe that involves a ferry.
Yes.
Maybe
it does.
A sea crossing.
Yes, the sea crossing. And the weather's perfect for a sea crossing right now, isn't it?
I woke up on the bus yesterday morning. I probably shouldn't say this, gives some trouble.
Okay.
But you're supposed to get off the bus and go up. But it was the middle of the night. And
stay in the bus.
Stay in the bus. Yeah. But I woke up to this violent sea, and I'm in my bunk. I'm like, holy, we're in the middle of the Irish Sea.
Yeah.
For crying out loud, there's a storm. I'm in my bunk of my bus, and I try to get out of the bus, and all the power's off in the bus. That means, you know what that means, my friend? That means no coffee.
Yeah.
And that's just no way to go.
I know.
That's no way to go. Our coffee maker, I thought of a new invention yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Necessity is the, what is it?
Key to life.
Of
something
invention
like that, right?
Is the mother of invention.
Okay,
necessity,
okay, that'll do.
Right?
Yeah.
And a battery-powered coffee machine. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's got to heat water. Once you've got heating involved, well, I suppose there's no
reason.